Before Renee Good became the center of a tragic news story, she was a writer. She won an Academy of American Poets Prize in 2020 for her poem On Learning to Dissect Fetal Pigs. The poem is wry and funny as she tries to reconcile science and faith. And to read it now, you might hear the person remembered tenderly this week as a loving mother and supportive partner, as politicians and online commentators scrutinize the shaky cell phone footage of her final moments on learning to dissect fetal pigs. I want back my rocking chairs, solipsist sunsets, and coastal jungle sounds that are tercets from cicadas and pentameter from the hairy legs of cockroaches. I've donated Bibles to thrift stores, mashed them in plastic trash bags with an acidic Himalayan salt lamp. The post-baptism Bibles, the ones plucked from street corners from the meaty hands of zealots, the dumbed-down, easy-to-read, parasitic kind. Remember more the slick rubber smell of high-gloss biology textbook pictures. They burned the hairs inside my nostrils and salt and ink that rubbed off on my palms under clippings of the moon at 2:45 a.m. I study and repeat ribosome, endoplasmic, lactic acid, stamen, at the IHOP on the corner of Powers and Stetson Hills. I repeated and scribbled until it picked its way and stagnated somewhere I can't point to anymore. Maybe my gut, maybe there. In between my pancreas and large intestine is the piddly brook of my soul. It's the ruler by which I reduce all things now, hard-edged and splintering from knowledge. It used to sit a cloth against fevered forehead. Can I let them both be, this fickle faith and this college science that heckles from the back of the classroom? Now I can't believe that the Bible and Quran and Bhagavad Gita are sliding long hairs behind my ear, like Mom used to, and exhaling from their mouths, make room for wonder. All my understanding dribbles down the chin onto the chest and is summarized as, life is merely to ovum and sperm, and where those two meet, and how often and how well, and what dies there. The poem On Learning to Dissect Fetal Pigs by Renee Good. She was 37 years old and leaves behind three children and her wife, Becca, who told Minnesota Public Radio that she was made of sunshine.